Saraswati Namaha. On page 370, the song that gives the key to perfection. And Shiva said, "Listen, O goddess, while I elucidate the excellent song that gives the key to perfection. By means of the brilliance of these mantras, the meditation of the goddess Chandi becomes easy. Not the armor, nor the praise that unlocks the bolt, nor the praise that removes the pin, nor the secrets, nor the hymns, nor even the meditations, nor the establishment of the mantras in the body, nor the offering of worship and adoration. The recitation of the mantras that give the key to perfection will grant the fruits of the recitation of the glory of the goddess. O goddess, this is extremely secretive and difficult even for the gods to attain." So no one of the angas or the limbs of the Chandi pot is capable of conveying the entire secret of the Chandi, of the glory of the goddess.
Swami?
Yes.
Is the offering of worship and adoration a particular anga? Or is that the general Chandi itself?
No, it's a archana and nyasa. So archana means in the puja when you make offerings. So it's not the pujas, and it's not the kavach, it's not the orgula stotram, it's not the kilakam, it's not any one of the angas. This song that gives the key to perfection is capable of granting the fruits once we understand it. It's extremely secretive, it's inside, it's deeply hidden. You've got to go deep inside and really deeply intuit the meaning of these mantras. And it's difficult even for gods to attain.
Swami, when you say the limbs of the Chandi, is that everything other than the 700 verses or just certain parts of it?
We talked about the six limbs of the Chandi, the Kavach, Orgel, and Kilak, and the three secrets. Okay. Those are the six limbs.
And what's the rest of it?
The rest of it is greater and greater enhancement. O self-born goddess Parvati, with right effort, Maran, the capacity to slay anger and passion and the ego, Mohan, to become stupefied, mesmerized, only knowing none other than the goddess, Voshikaran, to make the mind sit still, Shtamban, to restrain the senses from wandering, Uchatan, to become solely absorbed in the attainment of enlightenment, and all other attainments, siddhis, all come to perfection by means of the recitation of the excellent mantras of the song that gives the key to perfection. Hence, this is to be kept secret by all means. Let's see what he means by that. On page 377, there are three types of aspirants who may have occasion to utter these mantras, and they are distinguished by the diverse forms of nature, sattvic, rajasic, tamasic. The rajasic quality is active in the perfection of the individual status, power, and authority. So I want some fruit, some benefit to accrue from my spiritual practice. Tamas seeks to cause injury to another, destroy my enemies. Sattvic perception seeks the ultimate knowledge of unity and self-surrender, purification. So here we have different meanings of these siddhis. Some people may think Vashikaran is to control others. And in rajasic attitude, you want to control others to your own benefit. In tamasic attitude, you want to control others to their detriment. And in sattvic attitude, you want to control your own self. So these are siddhis. Maran, Mohan, Vashikaran, Staman, Uchatan. These are very famous siddhis, five siddhis that are often attained. through the recitation of the Chandi and through the understanding of the Siddha Kunjika Stotra. And now the mantra. Om means the infinite beyond conception. Aim means creation. Rajaguna, the energy of desire. Mahasaraswati. Hrim, preservation. Sattvaguna, the energy of action. Mahalakshmi. Kleem, destruction, transformation. Tamaguna, the energy of wisdom. Mahakali. Chamunda, the slayer of anger and passion, or she who moves in the head, she who moves in the paradigm of reality. Ye, the granter of boons. Bich means the sambit, all that is knowable in the body of knowledge, in the perception of che, which is consciousness. Om, the infinite beyond conception. Glaum, Mahaganesh, the great lord of wisdom. Hum, cutting the ego. Gleam, dissolving bondage to physical attachment. Jumsha, pure consciousness. Jwalaya, jwalaya, flame, bright light of illumination. Jwala, jwala, burning, blazing, shining. Prajwala, prajwala, to begin to blaze or flash. That the three gunas, energies, and goddesses, creation, preservation, and destruction, are in constant movement, transformation in the perception of consciousness. Jwala, and this illumination, hum, is the divine eye, sum, in all, lum, manifested beings, ksham, to the end of existence, pat, without a doubt, swaha, I am one with God. That is the mantra. Om Aim Ring Kling Chamunda Ibiche Om Glaum Hung Sa Jung Swa Twalaka Twalaka Twala Twala Prajwala Prajwala Aim Ring Kling Chamunda Ibiche Twalakam Sam Lang Shang Pat Swaha. We bow to she who has the capacity to express the form of Rudra, the reliever from sufferings. Remember, Asru Trayate, Rudra, takes away the tears. We bow to the slayer of too much. We bow to she who takes away too little. We bow to the annihilator of the great ego. We bow to the destroyer of self-conceit and to the destroyer of self-deprecation as well. Arise to wakefulness, O great goddess. Grant me the perfection of meditation. The sound Aim is the sound of creation. The syllable Rim is the entire existence preserved. The syllable Kling is the intrinsic form of all desire. We bow to you. The ultimate objective in the form of seed mantras. These are the mool mantras. As the slayer of passion and anger, you slay passion. And as the syllable ye, you are the granter of boons. Biche gives eternal freedom from fear. That's the consciousness of all that is knowable. We bow to you in the form of mantras. Dham, Dim, Dum, the wife of Shiva, in the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body, literally the one with matted hair. Bam, Bim, Boom, Vagadishwari, the ruler of all vibrations, in the gross body, the subtle body, the causal body. Krum, Kring, Krum, Kalika Devi, the goddess who takes away the darkness, in the gross body, the subtle body, the causal body. Sham, Shim, Shum, she who is peace. In the gross body, peace in the subtle body, peace in the causal body, be easily attained by me. In the form of the syllables, hum, 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 jam, 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 is the restrained sound of constant vibration emanating as a yawn from the junction of the eyes, ears, nose, and throat. So remember here, oh, there's Kamala, she's got a good yawn for us. Just emanating from the junction of the eyes, ears, nose, and throat like a yawn. And that's how it's pronounced, like yung. And the sound comes half through the nose and half through the mouth. Brum, bream, broom, to the excellent energy that is extremely fierce. To Bhavani, the female lord of being, we bow to you. Kum chung tong tong pom yong thum ding doom ing bing shang. And let's read the footnote on that. The Sanskrit alphabet includes all the possible sounds for all of the possible names of all of the possible objects of creation. We're on page 377, the footnotes at the end of this stotra.
I get the old book.
I'm sorry, just move to the back of the stotra. The Sanskrit alphabet includes all of the possible sounds for all of the possible names of all of the possible objects of creation. The letters themselves symbolize the entire range of evolution of all possibilities, the full and complete transformation of the samsara, the totality of all objects and relationships. That's what our alphabet stands for. Every vibration that can come into evolution and can be expressed by a sound is indicated by a letter. Creation begins with A, the first letter, the first vowel and letter of the alphabet. Thereafter, the alphabet proceeds through the 16 vowels to the first consonant, Ka. From thence, it is arranged in groups called vargas. Where's Janardhan? When I need him. Ka varga are the letters ka, ka, ga, ga, nya. Cha varga, ta varga, pa varga, ya varga, tha varga, and ham chang. So here we have all the letters arranged in their bhargas, in their, what would you call it? The bharga is the group of that letter which emanates from a certain place in your mouth. So you have the gutturals that emanate from the throat, the palatals that emanate from the top of your palate, and you have the cerebrals that they come from the palate. The dentals come from with the tongue and the teeth. You remember the dentals with the tongue and the teeth? Do we have any dentists here tonight? The labials with the lips. And then the semivowels, sibilants, and aspirates. So these are the different groups of the letters. So here in this verse, we're calling out the first letter of each varga, of each group of letters. Kum, chung, kum, tum, pung, yang, shang, bing, dum, eng, bing, hung, shang. Rise up, break asunder, illuminate the brilliant light. I am one with God. Beam, to reach, to eagerly approach. Doom, the reliever of difficulties. Aim, the body of universal knowledge. Beam, to eagerly approach. And the aspirants, hung, the supreme eye. And shum, the end of duality. Pum, ping, pum, Parvati, the wife of Shiva. The potentiality of nature is full and complete. All of creation has returned from kinetic into potential energy. It's all been withdrawn into the embodiment of the Divine Mother. It's all pure consciousness. Kum, king, kum, the three stages of Khichri, where one levitates. As a heavenly being, we fly up into the atmosphere. Shum, shing, shum, as other divine beings born of these 700 verses, that's the Chandipat, give to me the perfect attainment of the mantras. This is the song that gives the key to perfection, the primary cause of awakening these mantras. This secret must be kept hidden from non-devotees. O Parvati, the secret must be protected. O goddess, whoever will recite the 700 verses without the key will not attain success, and his recitation will produce an effect similar to crying in the forest. Om, the infinite beyond conception, aim, creation, Rajaguna, energy of desire, Mahasaraswati, Hrim, preservation, Sattvaguna, energy of action, Mahalakshmi, Kleem, destruction, transformation, Tamaguna, the energy of wisdom, Mahakali, Chamunda, the slayer of passion and anger, she who moves in the head, in the paradigm of reality, Ye, the granter of boons, Bich, in the body of knowledge, in the perception, Che, of consciousness. Om, the infinite beyond conception, Glaum Mahaganish, the great lord of wisdom, Hum, cut the ego, Kleem, dissolving bondage to physical attachment, Jumsa, pure consciousness, Jwa, like a flame, bright light of illumination, Jwala, Jwala, blazing, burning, shining, Prajwala, Prajwala, to begin to blaze or flash, that the three gunas, energies, and goddesses, creation, preservation, and destruction, are in constant movement, transformation, in the perception of consciousness. Jwala, and this divine illumination, Hum is the divine I, Sam, in all, who are manifested beings, Ksham, to the end of existence, but without a doubt, Swaha, I am one with God. And that's the essence of the Chandi. The song that gives the key to perfection. This energy is transforming according to its nature because that's its nature. I am the witness to the transformations of nature. I am not the actor. I am not the doer. She's not manifesting my desires. I am the consciousness. And this illumination is the divine eye in all manifested beings to the end of existence without a doubt. I am one with God. Are there any questions? Please.
Brahm, Green, Broom are gross, subtle, and causal?
Yes.
And same with...
All the A, E, U.
Okay. And Sam, Sim, Sum, Sam is in all, is one translation.
Yes.
Here in verse 9, Sam, Sim, Sum
yes.
refer to other divine beings of a gross, subtle, and causal type, or something else?
Yes, of all types. Okay. Sapta Sati Deviya. And the divinities, all the divinities described in the Sapta Sati, the 700 verses.
And one more, and that's Lam, is also the...
manifested existence.
But it's also the Bhuj mantra for the Guru Adar.
Right.
So what's the relationship between all manifested existence and the Bhuj mantra?
The Muladhara stands for Indra as he manifests in form in the Muladhara. Lam Ling Lum would be the form in the gross body, the form in the subtle body, the form in the causal body.
And can you go on, can I ask another question?
Sure.
Kam, Kim, Kum. The three stages of Kachari.
Yes.
What, gross levitation, subtle levitation, and causal levitation?
Yes, and one also one famous utilization of the word Kecheri is the when you put your tongue back to touch the uvula and you get to drink or taste of the nectar that's dripping down. And in this way we rise up. Any other questions? Please.
In verse 8, the Jagram, the Jagram, Totaya, Totaya. But what, how does that translate, those two, that line, that second line?
I'm sorry.
In verse 8?
Yes, Dijagram, yes. Here they are. Rise up.
Oh, okay.
Break asunder. Illuminate the brilliant light. Kuru kuru swaha. You see, diptong, light, kuru kuru, make that light, illuminate that light, swaha, I am one with God. Rise up will be dijagran, and throat kaya, break asunder. Diptang kuru kuru. Make that light, make that light. Illuminate the light. That's our prayer to you. And the gross body, the subtle body, the cause body.
And also, Swamiji, in verse 6, Tam Tim Tum, the wife of Shiva. Can you say more about the wife of Shiva, those mantras for her? Is this the Divine Mother?
Yes. The Divine Mother as the one with matted hair. So she is with in the form of Gauri or Kali.
Could it be Shiva too?
Yes, it would be Shiva. Other questions?
I'm not sure if this is a question, but maybe just some
an observation.
Verse 4, it talks about Parvati with right effort. I guess I would like some qualification of that in terms of does this illumination come in a flash? And my own practice of chanting. Sometimes I'm saying the Sanskrit, but I'm at the same time I'm looking at the English words to gather some understanding, but still trying to keep the vibration pure. But there are other moments when I'm not at all thinking about what the words mean, but just staying in tune with if the song is the vibration that's in here, then just listening to the song can give you the key.
Absolutely. The more we recite, the more we listen. Well, it said in the Kilaksta, clearly the one who recites clearly removes the pin. The more we recite, the more we listen, the more we attune ourselves to the vibration of what's being said, the more we inculcate the attitude. We focus on that attitude and our intention. Our intention amplifies the attitude. So there we get an...
Right effort is your intention?
Well, yes, of course. Right effort is your intention and your practice. How much energy, the dedication, the sincerity, how much energy are you putting into that effort? You have an intention. How much energy are we actually expending in the pursuit of that goal? Is it a hobby? Or is it a compelling desire? How are we approaching that practice? So certainly we may have a pure intention with lukewarm devotion. Or we can have the same intention with a compelling desire that makes me get up there at the appointed time and with the fullest energy of my capacity, the greatest dedication of my capability to assert myself in the furtherance of that goal. The same activities. But the intention and the dedication will differ. Sometimes we chant the mantras and they just don't want to come out. And other times we're so focused on them. It's no effort at all. We're surprised we don't want it to end. How did we get to the pranam already? Any other questions in the Siddha Kunjika Stotram? I know we covered a lot of this material very thoroughly as we discussed the Nivarnabhidhi.
Let me have one more question.
Please.
Shiva moves in the head.
Yes.
Paradigm of reality. Does that also mean like physically moving around the head, sensations in the head?
It can be, but moreover, it's speaking on a larger sense that she is the active principle in the paradigm of reality. She is the only one who's moving in creation. Yes.
How is she sleeping?
Well, she's not, but we are. So if she would wake up, then maybe we would too. And that's our aspiration. In the same way we think that Kundalini is sleeping and we'll wake up the Kundalini, Kundalini only sleeps in a corpse. Kundalini is constantly active in every living organism. So now what we're really asking to wake up is my consciousness. Wake me up. So we're saying, okay, Mom, wake up. Wake up. She knows our intention. Sleepyheads, get up. Shall we go on? We can sing the RT. Yes, Mother. Well, Mother said that was enough. We'll finish this. They worked hard today, heavy, heavy things, and we'll finish this book some other time. Om Sang Saraswati in the Maha. Oh, that gave us so much energy. You saw us. Bouncing up and down, bouncing off the walls. That's wonderful. Yeah, if you'll chant there, we'll become so inspired, you'll have a divine house.
It is a divine house.
Oh, no question.
I was thinking, you know, when I'll be there, I'll think all the time, everybody's hugging me all the time.
With hammers in our hands?
Yeah.
Very nice. Good hugging.
We get a little couple.
I don't know if that'll accomplish our purpose, Mother.
We can come visit, Mom.
Yeah.
We can come visit.
Namaste.
Jay's happy birthday.
Jay's happy birthday.
Yeah.
Where is he?